And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Big D and Bubba, they have a show five days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind, so they have an extra one, and that's how we get the podcast, the podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba Podcast, the podcast, the podcast.
Oh, my.
Big D and Bubba's Podcast.
Big D and Bubba's Podcast.
Hope's y'all.
Okay, but the podcast this week brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. Nationwide coverage on America's largest and most dependable 4G LTE networks, only at Walmart.
Hey, Christian Bush is our special guest for the podcast, and we're so glad to have him. Christian is like, if he was in radio, he would probably be with us on the show.
I'm always nervous when people who actually write songs for a living come in here and then you play the podcast theme, and I'm always a little nervous, like, oh God, no.
No, that's genius.
We actually did a podcast episode where Patrick wrote the song, the theme song, live on the podcast.
Oh, like, that's awesome.
It went through stages of me writing the best song I could think of, and the two of them going, no, I don't like this.
That sucks.
Yeah, never write in front of the people are supposed to, you know.
I'm like, no. Yeah, you guys want to do this? No,
but
no,
you know what?
You got it.
You did a great
job. I love it.
It's a great
podcast. We also have a sad version. Yeah, hit that one.
Okay.
This is a sad podcast?
This is in case there's like something.
It's like the sad bearded podcast
no,
like me?
No, there's like a national tragedy or something, and we don't feel like that the podcast theme
is appropriate.
Big D and Bubba have a show 5 days a week. They don't get to say everything that's on their mind, so they have an extra one. And that's how we get podcast. The podcast.
I'm not laughing at
podcast.
Your sadness.
Yes, how you are.
No.
I mean, look, man, I don't do this.
You know what?
I much prefer the other one.
It is gold. Speaking of gold.
So, this is what gold is.
Go ahead.
Gold started out as there are a bunch of things that have happened over the last 15 years that are funny to only the three of us.
Okay.
A lady who used to call in from one of our affiliates who said the exact same thing the exact same way every day. Things like that. The little things that happen that we catch on. They become inside jokes and we repeat them to each other. And then one day, Bubba decided we needed to get all of those things and edit them down and put them all in a category.
Like little isolated clips.
Yeah.
Instead of having the whole 80 minutes of whatever, it's literally, you know, 1 second in some cases, up to 10 or 11 seconds.
Most of these are not even safe for on the air. Like, they're not meant, we don't play them like drops on the air. These are just literally to make each other laugh. But then we've talked about it on the podcast as like a little insider information. So some people have heard this before. But most of these have never been on the air. These are just things that
And these are
we
people
know
that called in or things y'all have said?
Things that we've said, things
give
that
us
have
some,
happened.
Give me some examples.
I'm going to work backwards here. I'm going to go with, here's one. Now, this was one. Remember when Luke Bryan had Play It Again?
Yeah.
Well, we had the version from the Viner that we used to play.
She jumped up and cut me off. She was like her murder.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. I forgot about Ermerger.
Let's see what we got here. Here's another one.
Look, let me.
Come on.
This is.
You want it, come on.
Yeah.
You want
this
it,
is from a prank
on.
Call when a telemarketer called in and Bubba pretended to be a rapper and then Big D pretended to be like that fat guy friend.
You know, the big fat guy who's always in a rap
video.
Yeah,
rap,
like the hype man.
All he does is, yeah, you want it,
and
come
so
on.
So that was Big D's whole move.
That's all I did.
And that's 10 years old, and we've been saying, you won't come on for 10 years to make each other laugh.
Let's see.
And then there's Homestar Runner on there,
yeah,
which
Homestar.
Is how we got here.
Oh, okay. That makes sense now, how you connect. Yeah.
Without much further ado, I give you the Derek Zoolander Center for Kids Who Can't Read Good.
Now, I know that's from Zoolander, but the thing is, I forgot why we made that into a gold, because there was something that happened. Somebody who couldn't read or something like that.
There's a guy we used to work with who did something like that.
Yeah,
I'm not going to say his name, but you know who I'm talking about.
Let's see what we got here.
Who gave me four wonderful children.
What is that again?
Play it
again. Who gave me four wonderful children.
Wonderful children.
Yeah, so that was a caller who called in, and we just
loved
the fact
that
she
said. Where's Ford in the lines?
We're going to get this. See what we got here.
Okay. My goons.
My goons.
Who is he? Who are you? Meeple.
Oh, that's a classic video.
I noticed there's a lot of YouTube like clips, like single line clips from our favorite classic YouTube videos are on there.
This seems like something you need to be putting in like a Paul's Boutique type of situation,
dude,
where there's a great beat and then all these things fly in and you're like, wow, that's like a million samples.
We used to have this Friday song that we would play with clips of what had happened during the week. And one week without Bubba knowing it, I made one where it was all gold. And so nobody got it.
No one got it except for us.
We were crying tears.
Who are so wise in the ways of science?
I am Arthur, King of Britain.
What also floats?
What's, a duck.
Very small pebbles.
Very small pebbles.
Dude, I got the, remember the white power guy?
If you got hate in your heart, let it out, white power.
We were doing 10-second soapbox one day, and that guy actually called.
Yeah. He's oh my God!
Yeah, like, never you made it say, the air.
You
but
could say whatever you wanted. No, I think he did. You could say whatever you wanted for 10 seconds, and then we were just on to the next caller.
Oh my God!
Yes, you got 8 in your heart, let it out.
I think I have a genius idea.
What's that?
I think you need to hire an animator to animate your gold.
Now
with the animator, let's pull up Graham. Hello.
See, that's a good one.
So now, listen to
this.
While
I'm looking for that one.
What did you do to my same?
I wrote the same, but different parts.
So we
that's
had...
from a video we were forced to watch in a meeting.
Oh, God.
It was
so awful.
Here we go. You ready? Now, do you want to tell the story?
Yeah, I'll tell the story first. So we got Franklin Graham on. And I think he's talking about the Samaritan's purse at Christmas.
Okay.
When he's...
Yeah.
And so we finished the interview. It was on the phone. We finished the interview and... The way it works is Bubba is the editor. That's his thing. He edits stuff so it sounds good. So if when it gets on the air, it's concise and
right.
And so he's like, hey, I'm going to start editing. So, well, I've got my headphones on.
He didn't even say it. The interview ended. Bubba immediately goes to the beginning to start editing. And as soon, okay, well, thank you, Dr. Graham. Thank you very much. We take our headphones off and I come in and go into a vulgar curse word laden tirade about
flim,
something
flim,
that was
flarm,
going
flim,
on.
Flim and flarm, flarm,
you
beep,
know,
beep.
Just, and I'm just talking to D. Bubba's not paying any attention, and we both have headphones on. And all of a sudden, Bubba hits the beginning of the interview.
Hello.
And D and I both went, "Oh my God!"
I thought Reverend Graham was listening to us the entire time, and he was like, "Hello,
hello,
like what's going on here?" And I was like,
so if anyone, we want to freak each other out for some, we'll just go,
hello.
Oh, so it's like your parents just heard you where you shouldn't be.
Yes. So like an animator, I guess, would they do the whole, would they, do you
flame
see
farm,
doing the backstory?
Oh,
I don't know. I have no idea, but I think it would be probably the most awesome thing ever. Because you would forever have a visual to go along with your gold, and it would up the funny factor.
You know, we used to talk about how you could tell somebody's country if they say fiance with a T.
Fiance.
That's how you know they're legit country.
Fiance. Beyonce. Is it like Beyonce?
Yes.
Beyonce with a T.
Yes.
If you left, you say Beyonce, it sounds like she's saying Beyonce. 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 Beyonce.
Beyonce.
They kind of get you.
Maybe in the English language we'll phase out being engaged and calling you a fiance and you be a Beyonce.
Yeah. Have you met my Beyonce?
Have you met my Beyonce?
Oh, hi. How are you? Nice to meet you. So, anyway, I'm glad you get a chance to
got
see
to share some of this stupidity.
Yeah, a little bit of
well,
that.
Well, can you say what's up with that Zags? Gonzaga Bulldog.
Big D reads everything like
yeah,
Anchorman.
He's Ron Burgundy. If you put stuff on the script, he will read it. He will just truck right through it. So,
if I stump you, can I get some water park tickets?
Yes, you can.
Oh, I like her. What's her name?
I don't know.
Water park tickets.
She's water,
some water
park ticket
tickets.
Lady.
You know what the doctor told me? If I didn't stop doing heavy work, my vagina and my bladder was going to fall out of me.
Yeah, I remember her, and we weren't real sure. Did she just say her vagina and bladder?
She said everything would fall out of her.
Yeah.
And we're like, okay, well, that's...
Okay, well, that
okay.
is...
Okay, hey, well, thanks for calling.
Hey!
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
This is almost like an educational
It's America.
Yeah.
America.
Our company is named Silverfish, Silverfish Media.
We got a problem with Silverfish.
That's what it's from.
Probably it's from.
It was a prank call we did, the very first prank call I ever did when Big D and I got together. And that's what it's from.
Have you guys ever put out a prank album?
No,
like the Jerky Boys.
I have a CD. Well, it's not all pranks, but
we did,
again,
yeah,
the
we
best
did a
of
Christmas
Big D and Bubba CD.
Like,
it wasn't
back
Christmas.
In the day.
It was. I have it. It's like just.
Yeah, we did a best of Big D.
The best of Big D and Bubba.
I thought it was for Christmas.
No, it was literally.
I think maybe
no,
we got it out in time for Christmas.
Yeah,
probably.
There's
it's
like,
not
I have
very
a,
good. No. It's like 15 years
but,
old.
So this is the fun in my house now. Is my daughter gets to make my voicemail answering machine. She says, you know, Christian can't come to the phone right now. And she has her two things that she does is she picks up your phone and she gives you a new message, a new incoming message, right?
Uh-huh. No matter what, she
so
just
whoever
that.
Calls me, you hear her.
Okay.
Do this. And this is if I'm not paying attention to her. You know, I'm doing something else in the living room. She picks up my phone, unlocks it, gets in there, starts leaving, you know, my
is
new
there one on
my
your
new
phone
greeting.
Right
yeah,
now?
You can call right
oh,
now.
Yeah.
And she's British at this point. And right now, that's
newly,
her current one.
Newly British.
Newly British. And
but just hold up to the hold yeah. up to the mic, Patrick. It's just as easy.
Yeah, let's see. I guess I could do it.
I was going to say, can you call yourself? Or you can
no,
call
but
yourself from
you can review iPhone. Your outgoing message.
I can review my outgoing message, right?
Oh, yeah. Hold it up to the mic.
Yeah, hold on. How do we do
well,
that?
Well, he does that. I'll throw another gold on. This is the lady. She says,
A
lot. That is not edited.
That is...
Greeting.
Awesome.
Awesome. It's awesome.
Patrick is the monkey king. I want you to identify, while you're looking for this, I want you to identify the real monkey and Patrick.
What?
That one.
Yeah, that was him. But it's very difficult.
That was him happy.
Yeah.
What was that?
Somebody surprised me. One of my buddies from high school showed up at my...
Okay, hold it up to the side, like right here.
Yeah, hold it like right here.
Hold on. Where?
Right here.
Like right there.
Right there?
Yeah.
Here it comes. Oops.
I'm so sorry. Christian cannot come to the phone right now, so please leave him a message. He will contact you as soon as possible.
She did pretty good,
right?
She did my phone?
So this started... Because she likes to go to drive-thrus and put on an accent.
Oh, my goodness.
That's your kid, man.
My kid. She's 11. And she will goat you on to see if you'll do it. And if you won't do it, she'll lean across you and do it.
That's so great.
And so what are her favorite accents to do?
She likes to do an Indian accent. That's a lot of fun for her.
Is it convincing?
it just embarrasses the... You know, the parent's supposed to embarrass the child. The
yeah.
child is not supposed to actually embarrass the parent.
You've never seen my daughter
and
play basketball. So
man.
You don't know.
She doesn't. And she learned this from one of our friends, Lee, who I guess learned it from her mom, that it was the most fun thing to do was to, you know, like order, like, I'm like number one. We'll catch you. You know, and just
right.
And just keep doing it over and over again. Well, funny enough, my friend Lee, her husband now is a manager of a Starbucks. So she comes in and starts ordering things knowing that he's on the headphones because he's got to hear the order come
right.
through.
And does he know it's her?
And oh yeah. So their new game is my kids will go with whenever they're hanging out with Lee, they'll go and they'll try to fool him in the drive through to see what they need to do. And it's probably one of the most embarrassing things. If you ever want to really freak out your friends while just everything's cool, you're in the drive through, and then just put on a complete accent when you're ordering. Because now you got to spend the next like 2 or 3 minutes figuring out how you're going to deal with this once you get up to the actual window.
Yeah, because you know what? It's one thing if you do a redneck accent or a British accent. It's another thing if you do an Indian accent
right.
and you get up
there
this
little
and you're
blonde
like a
girl
fat white
like,
guy.
Who's like, trying to keep going. And what if that person's Indian?
Oh, even
you
worse.
You know what I mean? Like, oh.
Mayday.
It's bad.
Then you have to keep with it. You what cannot kind of, give it up.
Yeah, you have to stay. Yeah,
exactly.
At that point, you stay
and
with
that's
it.
Her. That's her point is her Britishness. You know, like she's like, I'll just, dad, yes.
I tell you what, little British kids are the awesomest because they sound
so proper.
Oh, they sound proper.
Mummy.
Like the kid online who's
Charlie bit my finger.
Yeah.
Charlie.
Oh, Charlie. That's why that was so cute. If that had been a kid from Texas, that would not have been cute.
That was the beginning of the internet, right?
That was the beginning of YouTube, for
I think,
sure.
Yeah, Charlie Bit Me was...
That might have been pre-YouTube.
No, that was YouTube. But the thing is with that was right whenever everybody's parents discovered YouTube. Like, YouTube had been around for a while, but Charlie Bit Me was like right when the
It was the gateway drug for
older people. It was like when everybody figured it out and went, oh, I see what this is all about now. I like to embarrass my son. I'll pick him up and...
Viral videos have their own Wikipedia pages now.
Are you kidding me?
Yep.
That's awesome.
It was released on the 22nd of May, 2007. Charlie bit my finger.
Have you guys been exposed to any of this YouTubers world?
Yeah.
Have you been to any of the conventions or anything?
No,
have
I haven't. My son loves like all the YouTubers. He can sit there and name off 50 people, and you're
really?
Like, who are they? Well, he just bought a Bugatti for his dad. Wait, what?
That's like, crazy. I mean... There are times in which I have to calculate my age and my knowledge and my kind of grasp of the entertainment industry. And I I'm a geek, so it includes for me all things sci-fi,
mm-hmm.
which can get a little bit weird. You know, I also am obsessed with board games. So now I have all of the board game geek world.
What are you playing right now?
I'm actually playing Pandemic Legacy, which if you've never played Pandemic Legacy, it is probably the best board game
ever
made.
Is that one that
you
can play with the whole family?
Yeah, you can play with the whole family.
Because we do all the family stuff.
Like, most of the things I play are all family
King of
games.
Tokyo, have you
King
tried
King of Tokyo,
it?
Yes.
Is that the
it's
best?
Awesome. King of New York gets even better. It gets a little trickier.
Oh, really? I didn't know there was a new one.
Codenames, I think, for any family, is probably one of the best new games you can get. I have played it with a bunch of songwriters a couple of weeks ago, and now it's spread like a virus.
Well, how is that played?
Is that a card game?
It's a card game, and there are 8 cards. So 5 times 5, 20. There's 25 cards in front of you. And you have 2 people are the spy masters, and you're against each other. You're a purple one and a red one. And then everybody's divided into 2 teams, and you have to give 1 clue that connects the most number of cards. So if there was cards and they have words on them, right?
Okay.
And if I said cold, and you might pick Antarctica, if that's one of the cards, you might pick snow, you might pick ice, you also might... pick something else that had a relationship to something that's cold. But you can't use any of the words that are on the board, right? But you can only give 1 word, and then you have to put your eyes on the ground. Like, you have to look down at the ground,
right.
So nobody can tell. And then once they guess, if you get it wrong, it's the next person's turn. But you try to get the most...
You're trying to out all these spies.
You're trying to out all the spies. And anybody can play it. And it's awesome. It's a word game.
It's kind of like Wolves and some of those other ones, or Werewolves. I forget what the name of that. But it's
similar. It's similar to, but you're both using the same. You don't know.
Yeah. Instead of one person, you have 2 people, and you're competing against each other.
Yeah.
That is cool.
Super cool. But
you know, I actually make board games.
You do?
Yeah. I've made probably 15.
We need to talk.
You can go online.
That's my new goal.
Really?
I want to make a board game.
I've got a ton. They're just sitting in storage. I mean, I make them, and then I just put them in storage. But, like, you can go on there's several places where they sell blank boards, blank boxes,
right.
All the pieces you might need, all that kind of stuff.
I love
it. Yeah, I've done a bunch.
But that's my favorite. My current favorite one is Pandemic Legacy. And what's happened is it's the world, and you work for the CDC. And everybody that's playing the game is working together. You don't go against each other. And... The world
you
becomes
versus the virus.
Yeah, and the virus. There are 4 viruses, and they start to infect the world. And you have different strategies where you got to go and try to uninfect the world. Well, what's cool about it is, and these are brand new kinds of games. You get 5-6 turns in, and then it says open up box number 1, and you got to get into the box. You know, inside the game box, pull out box number 1, open it, and all the rules change.
Oh, I love that.
And then it says tear up the following 4 cards and throw them in the trash.
Love that.
And then you're like, holy moly. I can't go back and play this game again. Like, no, you can't.
Oh, so it's a one-time...
But it's going to take 27 times through the game to play the game.
And then obviously they're going to have expansion packs later.
Oh, it's so good.
Yeah, that's great.
You've never seen anything like this. It's like a video game.
But it's also nice because it's a good business model for them.
Oh, yeah, it's great. But I totally encourage you, if you're not a board game person, or you think to yourself risk is... as far as your or four square or whatever it is, as far as you want to go. That's cool. I'm totally into it. Except there's an entire world out there, and it is unbelievable how cool some of these games are.
I would love to go to the conventions and stuff. That would be.
I did it this year, and it was crazy. Splendor is a great game.
Why aren't you guys like Blood Brothers or something?
You know, it's weird because every time we get together, we always have great conversations. And we're like, oh, yeah, I like that. I like that,
too. It's like you're the exact same person. It's weird.
He's taller than
me. He's got a better beard.
So weird. Aren't they? Aren't they like the same person?
Yes, they are.
What hat are you
wearing?
He's
got a NASA hat on.
I got a NASA hat on.
I'm wearing my high school hat, HLB Brave.
Did I ever tell you about the time that I got to hang out and watch playoff football with Christian in a bar?
Just no.
Me and him.
That's right.
And it was.
We were at that hot dog place.
Yes, it was a place where they sold fancy hot dogs, and we watched
y'all
football.
You fell for that?
Oh yeah, we fell for fancy hot dogs.
Oh man, I love a hot dog. I don't give a crap if it's fancy or not fancy.
Street
it's still
dogs
in my
are
body.
The best. Street dogs.
That was one of the most fun times. Just sat there making fun of the people around us, the people on TV.
You are a funny man, my friend.
I am hilarious.
I mean, that's,
I can't convince Big D of that. He doesn't believe me.
You've got some. You got some Ellen in you.
You know when I check out when someone's funny is when they keep telling me they're funny. When you tell me you're funny, I automatically go check off.
Yeah. By the way, I mostly just say it to him just to get that reaction out of him.
No, he says it to everybody. Don't let him fool you.
Every time I'm on, I'm sorry, I'm dropping this on your foot. Every time I'm on Ellen, I'm surprised that she has no cue cards.
None.
Nothing. All that runs by herself. And it's unbelievable how funny that woman is.
Yeah.
And structured. Like that whole, everything she's doing is super pro.
It's amazing that she went and created. I remember when it first came out, I was like, this will never last.
Totally last.
Totally last. So good.
It's awesome.
She's so good at it. She really is.
I like her, everything on the show, but when they do the dancing, I'm like, I don't want to watch dancing.
Is that because you can't dance?
Yeah, absolutely.
Lee Bryce?
I cannot.
You cannot.
I cannot, and I will not, and I don't.
It's kind of a chick thing. That whole get together and dance, it's kind of
a
chick thing.
Yes. It feels like a little bit of a unorganized line dance.
Yeah, it's just kind of.
But,
yeah.
But, I mean, I'm now in my 40s, and I've kind of just decided I don't care if I can't dance. I shall now dance anyway. Like, I've turned into that guy, and my daughter dances a lot, so she'll dance with me. But now my son is 14, so I can, if I dance anywhere near him, he gets totally embarrassed.
Sure.
Okay.
Why? What do you
mean?
Well,
Frankie gets embarrassed at everything I do. Dad, you're breathing too loud. Dad, when I get in the truck, why do you go, "Arr"? I'm like, because everything hurts.
Because I'm fat.
Because that's when you sit him down and you say, Homestar Runner.
Homestar.
Have you seen the Ellen commencement speech she did?
No.
I think it was for the Tulane graduation, yeah. And it's
really good.
Phenomenal.
It's really
it's good. It's really good.
You should look that up. He's got to get going, man.
Oh, I do.
Really?
Yeah, you do. Your people are telling us you have to leave.
Thank you for putting me in podcast world. Yesterday I listened to my first podcast. So
wow.
Let me know when this actually goes up, and I will make this my second podcast I listen to.
Absolutely. And you should have your own podcast.
Oh. Do I just talk for a while and then someone
that's all you
listens
do.
To it?
That's all you do. It's great.
There's a lot of podcasts that really stink. I mean, like ours. but there are some that are worse than ours. You got to really kind of wade your way through the pod. Bubba's really. You guys should. Do y'all have each other's number?
I have no idea. Probably.
I don't think we do.
I have yours.
I think I have your brother's number, not yours.
I don't know that. I don't know. But you guys should be, because he can hook you up on how to do podcasts, how to set it up, equipment you need, blah, 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 blah.
And you want it to sound good, because I'll tell you, it's such a turnoff when you go to a podcast and it sounds like it was recorded.
And
then you've got two people on there. Yeah. You've got two people. One guy's talking like this.
The other guy's talking like that.
And it's just, it's horrible.
And you got words up to
so quality is a big deal to me.
Can it work like can you guys sign me to your record label?
Yeah.
Virtual radio record
podcast?
Label.
I can help you out with that.
My podcast will be under your...
Yep.
We can do that.
Yeah, we'll get you sponsors and everything. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
And we'll sell ads for you and all that.
Oh my gosh. Well, right on.
Yeah.
Will you be guests on my show,
dude? Yeah, heck yeah.
Oh, I love this.
Of course.
We can just take this and just put it on your butt. We'll change the beginning.
I'm gonna make y'all like pennies. Yeah. A lot of pennies.
Patrick's he's going to do your intro.
That's right.
And now, so you heard the beginning of the podcast song.
Oh, wait till you hear the end.
Wait till you hear
the end. There's an ending.
Before we play the end, once again, we do want to thank Straight Talk Wireless because they're awesome. You get nationwide coverage on America's largest and most dependable 4G LTE networks, only at Walmart. By the way, Christian, you're going to have to get used to doing this. Let me read that little script.
Oh my gosh! Okay,
because I'll warn you though, 4G LTE throws me almost every time.
Brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless, nationwide coverage on America's largest and most dependable 4G LTE networks. Only at Walmart.
Good job.
Three.
Man.
What was your thing? Three, two, one.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Your time is
up. 5, 4, 3, 2.
This was the podcast, but now it's over.
Now it's okay.
You can listen to the regular show on the radio every day.
Now it's over.
It was the podcast.
Sorry.
Call
still
Jay.
Going.
Four. Three. Two.
Call Jay Herrera.
One.
That's a great one.
That is a great one.